Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And Johnson, you brought in this story that admittedly I have not read yet, but the headline alone got my attention.
Right.
So you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. And but the other thing that I think is kind of interesting from this story is that it's from the UK. So it's from the Independent, so I kind of find it interesting that they're writing about...
But it's about women in the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So...
About rape.
Yes.
Okay.
So it says here that rape is the first experience of sex for millions of women in the U.S. A new study has indicated, which surveyed women aged 18 to 44. The report, published in the JAMA Internal Medicine... I guess the Journal
of American Medicine Association or something
so, yeah.
like that.
I think that's
Medical Association.
Yeah. Found that, actually probably the Journey of the American, or Journal of the American Medical Association,
okay.
probably. Found that 6.5% of women polled said that their first sexual intercourse experience was forced.
You know, that's a high number.
That's a very high number.
It's also extremely unlikely to be true.
Yeah. That
really?
Be,
yeah. Having dated many women, I would point out that, again, that every single woman I ever had an extensive relationship with claimed that at some point someone had raped her. And it wasn't like I pressed these women for details or anything like that, but they would end up talking about it during the course of our relationship, and it was invariably revealed that they were not in any sense raped.
So wait, you're saying they claimed they were raped, but then later, through more information that they gave to you, you believe that they were not being honest about that?
Yes.
Can you give me, like, an example of where a woman told you she was raped, but then you came to believe that she, in point of fact, was not?
We're setting up a Stallman incident right now!
what incident?
So it was, I believe, covered on Friday's show with Chris Wade, correct?
Yeah, he did cover it briefly.
So, one of the people who was responsible, I don't know if you've heard of free and open source software.
Oh, yes.
The Free Software Foundation.
Yes. Okay.
Have you heard of the GNU or GPL license?
Yes, okay. I'm familiar now with what you're talking about.
Yeah. Richard Stallman is the head of that organization.
Was.
He basically was. He's resigned as of yesterday, or today, maybe.
Well, we do live in a world where women will consent to sex and then decide, oh, well, I wish I hadn't done that, therefore I was raped.
Yeah,
well, and this is actively encouraged by a certain portion of the population for women to paint themselves as victims in this way. Cosmopolitan, when I was in high school, wrote an article about this very subject, claiming that 25% of women had been raped who weren't.
Well, Stallman has been social justice by the fact that he basically came out and said that from what he knows that of Jeffrey Epstein and the you know sex ring that Jeffrey Epstein was running, that there was this other guy, I think Minsky, who was a computer scientist who
at MIT
who had sex with one of the people who were in this sex ring being run by Epstein, and that Minsky would have likely not been made aware that this girl was coerced, presuming that she was coerced by Epstein, because he would have probably ordered her to conceal that fact, right? Because...
Well, I mean, generally speaking, I'm not going to take men's word for it and say, no, I didn't rape her.
Well,
but a woman saying, yes, I was raped, and then giving details of the story that incontrovertibly demonstrate that she was not, in fact, raped... is a different matter.
I don't know that that's exactly what's happened. And Minsky,
and the underage victims of Epstein's are, in fact, claiming to have been forcibly raped. I'm not disputing that.
Certain,
I think that
some of them.
Yeah, in certain instances. But here's the thing. The guy who's being attacked, one, is dead. So he can't defend himself, right? He can't say, like, whether or not he, that something happened, you know, whether or not he knew that she was being coerced. Because let's say this girl is, you know, goes to have sex with somebody, or somebody, like, let's say somebody goes to have sex with you, audience listener, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't know that they're being coerced because it was at the behest of someone else. And then this person is approaching you at a completely separate time and place. That you don't know that this person's part of a sex ring or being coerced or told to. They're just approaching you and coming on to you because they were told by somebody else to do it.
I would say there are usually pretty good signs, though. Not
maybe. How would you know? You know, like,
well, but body language and
maybe
women are. It's not difficult to convey that you don't really want to do something, even as you feign wanting to do it.
Yeah, but as we've already covered, that's not maybe not necessarily always the case at the time, right? So
sure.
Retroactively, you know, a woman who is involved in this sort of situation might have at the time very much wanted to be a part of it, right? Because there's money, there's fame, there's the approval of Epstein. So they might at the time have very much wanted to participate, and then only later did they realize, oh, I didn't actually want the money because now there's an opportunity for more money, so I didn't actually want to be involved in this, so I was raped. So that can happen too. And so, you know, now retroactively she was raped, so, you know, that's going to be something that's going to have to, you know, she's going to approach this situation. And at the time, so at the time, she could have, this particular person, I don't know, could have appeared very willing. Could have at least presented the appearance of being very willing at the time.
Sure. She looked plenty happy in that photograph with Prince Andrew.
There you go. I mean, you. I mean, I don't know that those signals
are... She was making good money from what I could tell.
Yeah, I don't know that those signals are always all that clear. I mean, I think for all intents and purposes, in a lot of these cases, the women could appear entirely willing.
I'm sorry.
To everyone involved.
I don't buy the claim, and I've said this before, that, you know, this young lady kept showing up for coercion.
Yeah, remember, the rules state now... The way that this works in social justice land is that a woman can say, I'm entirely willing. Please have sex right now. Let's have sex. I want to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. And she might not be willing. That's how it works.
If she says different later.
If she says different later, that's how it works. And you have to believe her. That's how
this
works.
Well, no, I don't.
Well, I
but
don't
you
either.
Have to.
No, I don't. Stallman apparently had to because he just resigned from his job.
Yeah, but I mean, if
he resigned from the organization he created.
Well, clearly you're both misogynists, and you know you're basically borderline rapists yourself.
Ridiculous.
That's
because that's how it works. I mean,
that's how it works these days. Yeah, you're right about that.
And that's for the safety of everyone, right? Because it's the best way. Because men are
there is no safety here because you know, even if you were to be so afraid of a woman making these claims that you're like, nope, I'm not even going to go into that house with you, right? Well, she could still claim you did, right? Like, let's say you're not going to ever sleep with anybody ever again because you're so afraid of what somebody might say about you after the fact. Well, they could still say it about you. And unless you have a real firm alibi about where you were on Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, then...
Well, of course, especially if you're male. I mean, you're not to be believed.
Well, also in those cases, a rape test would prove that, you know, she hadn't even had sex, much less have been raped by you in particular.
Well, yeah, but a lot of these allegations, there was no testing whatsoever. We're talking about allegations that were made two decades after the fact.
True.
They didn't go and get a rape kit done then.
Well, I don't know about this
particular... They kept coming back.
Right. Allegations are all that matter because, you know...
But I'm not going to say that you can't kidnap a 13-year-old girl off the streets and beat her and traumatize her to the point where she willingly consents to sex with 50 men.
That's not willing.
Men. Well, for all we know, that's what happened with this girl. I mean, prostitutes...
That's not what's being, that is not what is being claimed with any of the so-called victims that I've heard of.
Right.
No, I went to an extreme example, but I mean, that's generally how sex trafficking works.
Right, that's why this isn't sex trafficking. Usually when you're being sex trafficked, there's a threat of violence against you or your family members to keep you employed in that job because you're being trafficked by a mafia. And, you know, they know where your mom lives, and they're going to kill her if you don't. Or that's what they're telling you if you don't have sex with all these guys. In this case, it was, hey, would you like to give a massage to this rich guy? Oh, yeah, you liked giving that massage for $200? Well, come on back next week. We'll give you another $200, and he might ask you to take your top off, and then might ask you to do another thing the next time, and then might ask you to do another thing the next time. Oh, you've been doing that again? Well, how would you like to travel with him and have sex with his friends for more money? Come on back. You know, that is not sex trafficking. That's a job.
855-450-3733.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number of 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And tell us where we can find cool Liberty stuff.
Liberty.menu is the site for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you really ought to have the things that you do listed at liberty.menu, because then more people who care about freedom will find out about you. Maybe they'll be your new customer. Go to liberty.menu. You can create your account there, and listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's even a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect and share with others in the freedom community. And if you want, you can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu.
Very cool. So we got a bit involved here in Epstein, which, you know, for the next couple of months at least, is probably going to come up anytime there's discussion of rape and non-consensual sex and things like that. But evidently,
the headline was about the claim that, what was it, 6-something% of American women in a survey said that their first experience with sex was ostensibly rape. That led to a conversation about Edward Snowden. Jeffrey Epstein.
Nothing to do with Edward Snowden.
Jeffrey Epstein. And as to whether or not...
You are correct. Sex trafficking was not the right word that I used to describe what Epstein
but
was
that's
doing.
What he was accused of. That's
yeah,
what the
because the
were.
Government has their stupid definition of things that, you know, make it illegal for you to spit against the wind in the state of Alaska.
What happened is this young woman, not that young anymore...
Several of them.
Virginia Roberts Giffray was the head of the lawsuit, from what I understand. There have been some that have come out, I think, since then. I don't know how many of them were actually involved in the charges. But anyway, she comes out and says, oh, yeah, that was sex trafficking because I was, I didn't want to do that, or I was being coerced or whatever, even though she kept coming back for more and got paid and was, you know, in his employ for some amount of time and handed around to multiple different men. But then we talked about this Richard Stallman, who made
similar
comments.
So are you saying that it's violence that differentiates sex trafficking from non-sex trafficking? Because that same statement could be said of pimps and the prostitutes who return to them.
If they're,
you know, they keep going
there by consent. If they're there by consent, if they're there because the pimp is actually providing them with protection, then that's not the same thing as, like, being a sex slave.
Okay. I would agree. I was just...
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're coming back to the pimp, whether he's providing you with protection or he's providing you with heroin, if he's giving you something that you want and you're coming back voluntarily for it...
Right.
I mean, now, again, there's plenty of violent
pimps out there. The position of most people, however, is that the sale of sexual services is automatically sex trafficking and automatically
immoral.
That's
just prostitution.
Right. And it's something that we should, you know,
there's
clearly
a huge
differentiate.
Difference. Right. There's a huge difference between a prostitute, whether they're male or female, or young or old. There's a huge difference between somebody who's chosen to be in the sex business, as a sex worker, so to speak, versus somebody who's been threatened with violence in order to be a sex worker. That's not the same thing at all.
Speaking of this, isn't there a European country that recently told its women on welfare that they could become prostitutes or they would cut off the welfare checks?
They could become prostitutes, or meaning they have to become a prostitute or they would have their welfare cut off?
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Okay. No, I've not.
I will look into that. Johnson, you found something interesting.
I want to say real quick some of the things that Stallman says.
This is the guy from MIT who's now resigned from the Free Software Foundation that he created.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why he did this is because this guy is really into, like, being very, very exacting and precise with language and things that you say.
He might be a libertarian.
No, he's very, actually almost a communist. He's maybe
he's
libertarian on certain issues, like maybe some speech stuff and copyright, but other than that, no. But he's very about this precise language, right? And and really saying exactly what you mean. So I guess on an email thread that was leaked, right? One of the things he said here was he was talking about Marvin Minsky, being accused of assaulting one of Epstein's victims. Stallman objected, saying that the blurb does an injustice to Minsky because even if it's true that the 17-year-old had sex with Minsky, the most plausible scenario is that she presented herself to him as entirely willing. One witness to the alleged incident says that Minsky, who died in 2016, declined to have sex with her. author. Someone pointed out that the age of consent in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the incident allegedly occurred, is 18, and that makes sex with a 17-year-old girl, willing or not, statutory rape, but Stallman wasn't persuaded by that. He says, I think it's morally absurd to define rape in a way that depends on minor details such as in which country it was or whether the victim was 18 years old or 17, Stallman wrote.
Wholeheartedly.
And another, you know, I'm piecing this together from some of the different things he said, but he said, also, the announcement on Friday does an injustice to Marvin Minsky. The deceased AI pioneer, Marvin Minsky, who was accused of assaulting one of Epstein's victims. The injustice is in the word assaulting. The term sexual assault is so vague and slippery that it facilitates accusation inflation. Taking claims that someone did X and leading people to think of it as Y, yeah, which is much worse than X. The accusation quoted is a clear example of inflation. The reference reports the claim that Minsky had sex with one of Epstein's harem. See, and then he has a thing here, you know, it's a link to an article. Let's presume that it was true. I've got no reason to disbelieve it. The word assaulting presumes that he applied force or violence in some unspecified way. But the article itself says no such thing, only that they had sex. We can imagine many scenarios, but the most plausible scenario is that she presented herself to him as entirely willing. Assuming that she was being coerced by Epstein, he would have had every reason to tell her to conceal that from most of his associates. I've concluded from various examples of accusation inflation that it was obviously wrong to use the term sexual assault in accusation. Whatever conduct you want to criticize, you should describe it with a specific term that avoids moral vagueness about the nature of the criticism. And of course, that immediately ended up with Stallman now having to resign and being completely attacked and...
Well, he didn't have to resign.
Well,
as I understand it.
No, the board was having conversations.
It's one of those situations where the board of directors comes to you and says, look, Richard, we're going to have to ask you to resign because, well, we just are tired of answering all emails.
No, the mentality of these people is, at least Richard Stallman is not accused of raping anyone, but is that our highest standard? The standard that this prestigious institution holds itself to? Is that what MIT wants to defend? Is that what MIT wants to stand for? Then yes, burn it to the ground. This is the type of things that...
Well, now, wait a minute. Is the Free Software Foundation part of MIT?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought it was its own separate organization.
It's the MIT something lab and, you know, like artificial intelligence lab. And there's a bunch of people who are very closely affiliated with MIT. Hmm.
Well, it's certainly hard to argue with anything he actually said there. And what we're talking about here is women who regretted
a
sexual encounter.
It's hard to argue with, but you haven't been on Twitter recently or something.
Oh, no, I have. I just have no use for their shenanigans. I mean, right, we're talking about people who have inflated sexual assault and the word rape to mean, oh, well, I consented to this, but I wish I hadn't. Therefore, I was raped. 855-450-3733, 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are holding more discussions as the nationwide strike enters its second day. Outside a GM plant in Michigan, worker Jennifer Timken says she's making sacrifices to be on the picket line.
I have a three-year-old that goes to preschool, so I had to cut him down to a half day because I can't afford to pay for him to go for a full day.
The strike is costing General Motors $50 million a day. Saudi Arabia and U.S. investigators are confirming there's a high probability that the weekend attack on the Saudi oil industry came from an Iranian base. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says that the White House is taking steps with their allies to determine what to do next.
The president mentioned yesterday from the Oval Office that he thinks it's likely that this could be the doing of Iran, but we don't have any announcement yet.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And you know, we found out recently that one of these stores here in Keene has been visited quite frequently by homeless people who are spending cryptocurrency in order to make purchases. And it's the Edge wallet that seems to facilitate this. It has an account structure that is completely unique from things like Coinami and the Bitcoin.com wallet and things like that, where a homeless person can go in, ask to use the employee's phone, and the employees are surprisingly cooperative about this.
In this case, it's actually the owner, from what I understand.
Well, it was one of the employees as well that I spoke with about it.
She showed
me the list of Edge usernames in her phone. So they go in there, you can sign in with a username and
password.
Yeah, and your PIN and your password and all of that. But you can access your cryptocurrency on any mobile device.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing not made possible by any other
cryptocurrency
wallet.
It's so cool. And I totally want to go in and talk to the owner about it and, like, you know, write up a news story about this because I think it's really a unique story.
It's well worth a news story. They support Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many other. So no more of that crazy writing down this 14-word passphrase and trying to remember, okay, well, this one is for Coinami. And, of course, they're interchangeable anyway, but...
No, they're not. Not all of them.
Okay,
sometimes
sure.
Yes, sometimes no with these 12-word phrases.
Yeah. So you don't have to write down any of that nonsense and then trust that you can find it 3 years later, because I had this experience with someone recently where they just could not find their passphrase. And they
so
no longer,
frustrating.
Yeah. The Edge wallet removes all of those problems. You can find it at edge.app. Their tagline is secure your freedom, so they can relatively be trusted as far as any wallet can be trusted with your money. Go get it at the iOS store or on the Google Play store. It's what I use.
I use it more than any other.
Yep. I still have Coinami and others, but Edge is my go-to wallet for sure.
So I want to extend our conversation that we were having a moment ago about, you know, the whole sort of redefinition of the word rape and the words, you know, sexual assault and all that.
Before you do, though, I did look up the Free Software Foundation, to which I have donated in the past, by the way. I will not be donating to them now, but they are, at least according to the Wikipedia article, it doesn't seem that they're tied directly to the Massachusetts Institutes of Technology.
There are a lot of people who just, I mean, it was
there's
founded
one
there
board member. Okay. Yeah, it may have been founded there, but at this time, there's, according to this, there's only currently one out of six board members is a professor of computer science at MIT.
Okay.
And he has served there since inception, so he's an original board member. But everybody else, one of them is a senior software engineer at SFA Incorporated since 1997. Another one, the founder of Civic Actions, a government digital services firm, whatever that is.
It doesn't sound like something I would be on board with.
Assistant professor at the University of Washington, executive director of the Software Freedom Conservancy, and a copyright and technology attorney. These are the people who sit on the board of directors there. These are the people who asked Stallman likely to resign.
Right.
He likely did not do it on his own volition. They were probably telling him, look, Richard, you're either going to need to resign or we're going to have to get rid of you. That's usually
the reason they said this was because he disagrees with how the word sexual assault is being thrown around as a catch-all term that includes statutory rape.
It includes consensual touching. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting to me to think along these lines that a lot of people who are involved in this, right, tend to be on the sort of liberal spectrum of things, who are redefining this sexual assault and rape and all these things to exclude or ignore or sort of change and ignore the involvement of physical force and violence, right? Like avoiding that topic and not using it to define terms, just that becomes irrelevant. Whether or not violence or physical force was used,
well,
is
I think
not,
it would
not,
be beneficial.
Doesn't come into the definition, right?
Well, I think it would be beneficial for the discussion for us to define rape.
Well, sure.
Rather than leaving it to the liberals that you're criticizing, give us a definition of rape.
Sure, I would think that rape would absolutely include physical violence, right? I would think that it would be physically forced sex, is how I would define
forcible
it.
Sexual penetration.
Right. Forcible. Nah, I don't even know that necessarily penetration would have to be involved. I would say forcible sexual contact would be enough for me to define as a kind of rape, right? You know, like, you know,
I would just say non-consensual sexual activity.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I can see that definition, but I mean, is it worse for penetration to occur than, let's say, you know, some horn dog comes gives you a bear hug and just like humps on you?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I think lots
it's
of
not
things.
Not quite the same.
Yeah, I mean, you're, sure. I think lots of things are to degrees, right? You know, like obviously it's, you know, and even still, even if in that case, I think that it's somewhat subjective, right? Because, you know, your degree of offense to that behavior could be enormous, right? It could,
you're right.
You could
you're
be
right.
accepting of it. You could and really not want that to happen.
If Mark were here, he would argue that there shouldn't be a difference between that and actual penetration. Like he would argue
really?
That penetration isn't any more serious. I think that's what he would argue. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I would argue that
penetration is significantly
I think
more
it
serious.
Is too.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I
too.
Would absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I would encourage anyone to go up and just start humping strangers.
Right.
But
dogs do it all the time.
Well, yes, but we are supposed to be a little bit right. more socialized.
But nobody accuses the dog
right.
of
yeah,
sexual
given time
assault.
And opportunity, the dog would probably engage in penetrative were the opportunity presented. But I think that the thing that I find interesting is that with this whole like refusal to discuss the involvement of force just is interesting. In that it feels like liberals do that already in their politics when presented with the fact that their philosophy and reliance on government solutions to problems involves using physical force and violence on other people.
It's interesting that you bring that up to most liberals, and they
can't handle it. They can't, like, literally, they mentally can't process the ideas of physical force and violence. And it seems like that carries over to discussing sexual assault and rape, in that they don't want to define it in regards, they don't want to nail down that definition to include physical force or violence. They don't want to include that discussion. It's like they don't ever want to discuss physical force and violence to nail down or define anything. So it's just that, it just found, like, as I was kind of, like, thinking about this, I'm like, wow, it's interesting that that transitions so smoothly, that even when you're talking about rape and sexual assault, liberal-minded collectivist statist people still can't talk about physical force and violence to define terms. And I just, it's interesting.
I find they break down into two categories. The ones that are like, oh, I would never advocate for force. I would,
right.
I would never.
Denial. And then the other
and
ones
then
were
the other ones are like,
thugs.
Yeah. No
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
We got to do what we got to make the world the way we want it.
Right, yeah. Thugs.
But most
those are
of
the
them,
real, those are the real yeah. draconian, Machiavellian, you know.
They don't apologize for it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, I don't think, want to be associated with the violence.
I think there's probably a marked difference in IQ between those groups of people, too. I would say that the people who are Machiavellian are probably, unfortunately, the more intelligent ones.
Could be. I think you get a stronger argument.
And they probably are deeply disturbed people.
Absolutely.
I find the cognitive dissonance to be particularly appealing, or not appealing, but interesting, because I work with a number of young people, millennials, generally people who are even younger than I am, and their general position is that they love Bernie Sanders, despite him coming out and saying, you can be wealthy, all you have to do is write a best-selling book, and just being so firmly and completely part of the 1% who advocates for war, violence, and all of this other nonsense that they don't support, but that they don't care about. They just forget it. It's doublethink, as Orwell described in 1984. Well,
they just have
don't,
lots of incentive.
Yeah, they just don't allow themselves
free
to think
schools
about it.
For everyone.
Which would ideally...
We'll forgive your student loans.
855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in free student loans.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And Ian.
I want you to know about balance of nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge, especially these days where travel and work schedules can get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help with just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules. You can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition for a limited time. You can get free shipping plus a set of fruits and veggies. Additionally, go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL to get the deal. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live.
Very cool. I have to try these out because I tend to just eat out when I'm hungry. I don't eat a lot of home-cooked meals and stuff like that. So something like this, I mean, it's designed for people like me.
That's right. So going back to the story here, Johnson, you've got a piece that we kind of got off the – I mean, we've gone off in different directions based on it.
Right,
but,
yeah.
It was originally about women in the United States claiming about 6% of them claiming their first sexual experience was rape.
Yep.
It gets worse further in the article. Evidently, the Department of Justice estimates that 1 in 5 women in the United States have been raped.
Right. So that would be 20%.
That's right.
So, you know, of those, I guess around a quarter of those, I guess, would have had that be their first experience with sex. So it says here around 7% of those women reported being aged 10 or younger when the attack occurred, of that 7%. And the nationwide survey of 13,310 women did not explicitly use the word rape. But Dr. Laura Hawks, the lead author who is a Harvard Medical School researcher, argued that any sexual encounter with penetration that occurs against somebody's will is rape. If so, I would accept that term, yeah.
If we allow for sexual molestation to be its own category as well, which wouldn't involve penetration, but would still be immoral.
Yeah. Well, this person says any sexual encounter with penetration that occurs against somebody's will is rape. I accept that definition wholeheartedly.
What about without penetration?
Would
they hold you down and masturbate over you?
Yeah, see, I consider that still to be at least a sexual assault. That would still be a sexual assault, right? There's violence involved, there's force involved, there's coercion, and it's sexual in nature. I think that's, at the very least, qualifies as sexual assault in that case. And I think the word assault...
Because they're being held down.
Yeah, and I think that the word assault is fully, justifiable in that particular case.
By the way, pleasuring oneself might be more safe for radio. I mean, it's not technically against the rules to say that.
I thought it was the scientific medical-ish term.
It is. Just saying.
Noted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says here, if somebody is verbally pressured into having sex, it's just as much rape, she added. I thought the radio acceptable term was to say touching junk. But
you say that, yeah, sure.
Well, it sounds like she contradicts herself here by talking about verbal pressure makes it rape as well. But on the other hand, she's saying any sexual encounter with penetration that occurs against someone's will is rape.
Yeah, if it's against somebody's will, that's
I don't know if you could use verbal pressure to actually make someone do something that is against their will.
Right. Now, it may be pathetic, but some guy who's like, please have sex with me.
I was verbally pressured into buying this timeshare, and therefore it's not a legal contract because they applied sales tactics to me. I have this car that I got at a dealership, and those pesky car salesmen, they were applying verbal pressure to me, and therefore, that's just ridiculous. That's a ridiculous argument.
I agree.
The report found women whose sexual experiences was forced were more likely to go on to experience reproductive health problems, such as pelvic pain and issues with their periods. Women were also twice as likely to say they were in fair or poor health than those whose first experience of sex did not involve being coerced.
I wonder why that is.
Probably just general mental well-being. Yeah, if somebody...
Just not taking care of themselves?
Yeah, if somebody's dealing with that sort of thing going on in their past, they're probably not overwhelmingly happy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
mm-hmm.
asks how they're doing, they're more likely to respond, oh, I've been better, or I'm fair.
Let's say that, we also know that a lot of these situations occur with people in that are close to these people and in their families, and let's say that they're not coming from the best family life situations,
mm-hmm.
so they probably didn't grow up in great conditions, so that would make a sense that would also generally probably imply that there's going to be statistically some problems there. So it goes on here to say, they were also more likely to have unwanted pregnancies and abortions.
Those seem to me like odd stats to track in regard to one's rape past.
Sure. I
would think that
it's just
as you
a
were
reminder
pointing
needs
out,
to be put out, right? That correlation is not causation.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, as you were pointing out, I think it's that most of these women who are from homes where they could have been abused when they were 9 or 10 years old are mm-hmm. going to be low income homes, which have higher rates of unwanted pregnancies and abortions.
This is interesting. The average age of the women coerced into sex was 15 years old, while the average age of the attacker was 27. In almost half of the attacks, the women report being physically restrained. The research, that's interesting, in half.
Almost half.
Almost half of the attacks, women report being, so they weren't physically restrained at all in the other half. The research is based on an analysis of responses from women who took, the research is based on analysis of responses from women who took part in the U.S. government health surveys from 2011 to 2017, and so predates the #MeToo movement against sexual harassment and assault. Nearly one in five women in the U.S. have been raped, according to the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
I don't believe that statistic at all.
Well,
and I know that makes me a terrible person, and the left just revoked my women's card.
Okay, so why not? Why don't you believe that one out of five women have, at some point in their life, been raped?
Because I have to think better of human beings than that.
Okay, so another important question here is, when they say one out of five women say they were raped, does that include statutory rape?
Yeah, does it include statutory rape? Does it include rape where there was absolutely no physical coercion whatsoever?
Does it include the...
And only verbal pressure?
Right, the talking into of having sex. That's now rape.
You know you're going to like it. I mean, is that... I was raped! You know, like, what does that mean? Apparently these words don't mean anything anymore.
With all of those things included, I could see how it could get to one in five, but as far as actual rape, thinking it's one in five would just completely destroy my faith in humanity. Mm.
Yeah, a lot of violence. I mean, unfortunately, you know, and I think that you could probably get a lot closer to the real numbers of what violent rape if you were to look at the rape statistics for men. Right? Because there
What are they?
Actually, yeah, I don't. Well,
how many men out of, you know, how many men generally in their lifetime get raped?
I'll let you guys be the researchers on that one while I continue with this. But
I don't know that it's going to be a fair assessment.
Because they won't.
I don't
admit
think it's entirely
it.
Fair, well, but I think you get closer, right? I just think you get closer.
You might get closer, but it's still going to be way off because I think a rapist is going to be significantly more likely to seek out a female target than a male one.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily true. If you actually look at
it's simple numbers. If 97% of people are straight and, I don't know, 5% of people are rapists, then you're going to have a higher proportion of straight people who are rapists than gay people.
Except for a lot of rape is probably going to occur in prison, right? That's one thing. And another thing is that rape, if you learn about the psychological factors that drive rapists, it's not really about sex as much as it is about power and subjugating a victim to the person's will. And I would guess that the psychological act of subjugating someone so physically, a male over another male, might even be more satisfying for someone who that's their driving goal, right? Is subjugating the will of another person. I don't know, but I would like to know, like it's horrifying to think about, but...
I have some information on male rape.
All right.
We'll talk about that coming up.
855-450-3733. Are we way off base here? Are we talking insanity to you? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450.
Tell us about your rape.
Oh, my God.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.